Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I was watching TV, and 60 Minutes came on, and there was this really interesting story about this couple in Michigan that made, like, $24 million on the lottery. And, of course, you're going, well, somebody won the big ticket. No, they did it over years in small increments. And it was fascinating the way they did it. They figured out a formula. There was a particular kind of lottery game that if somebody didn't win, it would roll back. And they knew the moment it rolled back was the time to buy more tickets. And statistically, they could win. They basically outmathed the lottery, okay? And it even went as far as being investigated by the state of Massachusetts, because they went from Michigan to Massachusetts after Michigan shut that down. And it was, like, outstanding the way they were able to do that. But here is the point. The point is, you know, everybody's into the lottery, right? It's, you go buy a ticket and you're going to win and you're going to retire and do all these great things. You know, it's a dream. You're going to get rich quick. But what they did is they used the same tool and the same dream that everybody had, built a company, sold shares in it, and got everybody rich doing it slow. And that was the key. They were patient. They waited for the right time. They had a system. And that is the biggest difference between playing the lottery and being played by the lottery, okay? Now, I don't know if you've played scratch-off tickets or not, but here's the deal with those. One out of every 8 or 10 or something along those lines are a winner. More often than not, the winner is known as a push. A push is you spend $10, you get $10 back. It's something I call kissing your sister or kissing your brother. And Vegas has made that very popular in a lot of games where you put in a dollar, you win a dollar back. You still feel like you won, but really didn't win anything. You just broke even. So they get you addicted to this concept. Well, I've seen this kind of mentality a lot of times in marketing, especially when it comes to people selling you how to get rich quick. You're going to make $1 million overnight and all this other stuff, right? Well, I have this thing on my desk. It's called an easy button. You may have heard these before. It's associated with Staples, and here's one.
That was easy.
Right? So that was easy. All you got to do is press that button, and boom, you're going to get rich. And I've seen these all the time. I've gone to webinars on, all you got to do is drive traffic to. All you have to do is build this funnel, the secret funnel formula. Or, you know, I'm going to show you how to make millions on LinkedIn by connecting and pitching with the right people. All of those things tend to be get-rich-quick formulas. That's the lottery dream. But the reality is this. It takes time. It takes trial and it takes error. They didn't win every ticket that they put in there. They had buckets and buckets of them, but they won more often than they lost. One of my favorite quotes is from Thomas Edison. He said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that it won't work." And that's essentially what these people did. So what you have to do is keep trying, but don't buy into schemes. Create a strategy. And that's one of the main reasons why most people's marketing don't work, because they try something and then they stop. So I want to give you 5 key things that you need to think about when you're developing a marketing strategy, especially online. Those 5 things are, in order, audience, targeting, messages, timing, and noise. So let's start out with the audience. I've often heard it said that the most successful people niche down. They find a niche of underwater basket weavers. But even that niche still has to be drilled down. You have to segment to where they're at. Now, there are 6 core principles. They're what I call cold, warm, and hot. Cold, they don't know anything about you. Warm, they know about you, but they're not ready to buy. Hot, they are ready to buy. And often there are 3 more segments. Where are they in your customer life cycle? Are they past clients, current clients, or potential clients? So you have to figure out which audience you're marketing to. If you try to use too broad of a brush, chances are you might make a couple of hits, but the more targeted you are with each message, the better off you're going to be. Here comes the second thing, the targeting. Now, there are so many different ways to get messages out. What happens is people try to use a strategy, you know, email or social or website, whatever it is. Yes, use them all. Use email to get certain people on your list or get people to pay attention to what you're doing. Use social to get another group. Try your website, driving traffic to your website. Try using audio and video. And never forget something as basic as print. It could be a letter, it could be a postcard, a gift, whatever, something they get in the mail, or something you hand out. So what you're trying to do is reach the audience, not only where they're at, but where they're going to pay attention. So next comes the messages. How are you going to deliver these messages? When you use email and social, are you driving them back to your blog? Are you using graphics to get people back to your website? Are you using videos to educate people to get them on your email list? That's what setting up the messages to perform a task is like. What is the purpose of the message and where does it fall into the ecosystem of how you're communicating with that person? The next piece is timing. So, when are people paying attention to things? If they're consumers, chances are they're going to be on Facebook, and they'll be on nights and weekends because probably they're working and they're not paying attention to Facebook as much during the day. If they're businesses, chances are they'll be on LinkedIn, and they're going to do that during work hours. So that's the next piece is, are they business? Are they consumer? When are they going to pay attention? The next one is frequency. When it comes to timing, how often should you send it? Should you do it daily? Should you do it weekly or other? If you send out a daily message, that's 365 a year. You send out a weekly, it's 52. You send out a monthly, it's 12. What's enough? What's the right formula for where people are at? If people are hot to buy, maybe you send them a message every day. If people are cold and just getting to know you, maybe you send them something once a month. So all of that plays down to what kind of messages and where you're putting them and what's the timing. The final piece of this puzzle is noise. You have to be louder and more tuned in to where people are listening to for your kind of solution. Because there are way too many ads. Now, there are blatant ads that people pay for inside of Facebook, but there's also non-blatant ads where people are promoting things, but it may not feel like promotion. It could be a video or it could be a question or something along those lines. Trust me, I know you've taken some of those IQ tests and name tests on Facebook, right? There's marketing involved in that. They're trying to get your information. So, too many ads get in the way. Second piece of that is, can you beat the algorithms? Because the algorithms show certain content more often than others. And that's one of the games that you have to play. I don't have time to get into the details on that. And the final thing is, are you doing something that is scroll stopping? Are you getting attention from people in inboxes, on social media, somehow, some way, that's not making them bypass your message? So let me leave you with a couple of final thoughts. Number one, have a strategy. Figure out what you're trying to do. Number two, start a plan. Lay the plan out so you know where you're headed. Three, execute the plan. Make sure that you do it exactly the way that you laid it out. Number four, measure the results. And then finally, repurpose some of those pieces and build some new stuff. You may not get rich quick, but if you follow this lottery formula, you may get rich slow. So if this is resonating with you, I'd love for you to check out my website, perfectlinkedinstrategy.com or perfectsalesstrategy.com, where I lay out software and techniques that are going to help you to better communicate with your audience in a way that will blow your mind. So go check out perfectlinkedinstrategy.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.